Sidur Snippets is joined us, sponsored by the Saka family, by Yelad Avram Forman for a Refuah Shleima, Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda. We concluded Yilu Ratzon. We began our explanation, our understanding, our learning of Elokai Netzor Lashoni Meira. And I mentioned last time a minog that I came across that I said I never met anyone who observes it. I never met anyone who does it. So of course, Baruch Hashem, there are people who listen and can tell me that's their minog. They've seen it or they've done it. What's the minog I'm referring to? So the Sefer Or Tzadikim quotes from the Asara Mamaros of the Ramah Mipanu. The Ramah Mipanu writes that before saying Elokai Netzor, one should recite Mizmor Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph 121, Esa Inay Alarim Me'ayin Yevo Ezri. Interesting. The end of two wars, the living hostages are home, the bodies we still daven will come back for burial. But there were debates in shuls and communities across the world. Continue the Tehillim, stop the Tehillim. What should the policy be on Tehillim? So here the Ramah Mipanu long ago volunteered an additional Tehillim, and before saying Elokai Netzor, say Yilu Ratzon, so the Amidah is officially, technically over. And now recite Shir Lamala Sesayinai Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph before Elokai Netzor. The Chavaz Yar, the great German poet, Rav Yair Bachrach, the Chavaz Yar, Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel, brings this Asar Ma'amaros of the Ramah Mipanu, and he says, it's a skula l'metzias zivug hagun. If a person is looking to get married, they have children, grandchildren, friends, neighbors, they want to help get married, what they can do, it's a skula, somehow a skula, if you voluntarily insert Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph 121 before Elokai Netzor, it's a great skula. It's brought down the Siddur Otzer HaTfilos quotes from the Anaf Yosef, in the name of the Taras HaKodesh, a different skula, that a person who inserts, who volunteers every day, every Amidah, Esayinai, it's a skula lios ahuv v'nechmad. It will make you sweet and delicious and beloved. Machma zelo yeh shum mariva v'kenim shum adam. No one will have any animus. Nobody will have any tension. Everyone will love you. Everything will be amazing. Rabbi Kasora, do you say it every day? I'm going to guess you said. Gam lo yeh lo shum bito me'avodas Hashem ve'esek tarasau. And a person will never be lacking in their avodas Hashem. So I mentioned, it's brought down, the Ramah Mipanu is, of course, a significant authority. Chavaz Yair is a serious posek. And no one needs my endorsement or lack of endorsement. The Anaf Yosef, they all quoted, I said, I never met or heard of anyone who does. But it turns out there are apparently many. So one of our listeners sent me an email with an excerpt from Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Tehillim, where it says the following. Rebbetzin Batsheva Kanievsky related that when she was about 14 years old, she noticed that her father, who was her father? Correct, Rav Yoshev Zatzal. Rav Yosef Shalom Yoshev would continue davening for an extraordinary long time after taking three steps back at the conclusion of the Amidah. He had this minag not before Elokai Netzor, he said it at the end. She asked him for an explanation, and he told her that before reciting the standard Yilu Ratzon, he said, Shilam Alas Esayinai, Kapito Kuf Chavalaf. He explained it was a skula from the Leshem. Who was the Leshem? His grandfather, the great Mekubal. The Rebbetzin began to follow this practice as well, although she didn't know why exactly or what it was a skula for. Many years passed, she related, and my son-in-law told me an interesting story. In Yeshivas Chevron, there were a group of 20 Bachrim who had been of marriageable age for a number of years, but had not yet been successful in finding their intended mate. One day it was brought to their attention there was an obscure sefer that says that reciting this chapter to tell him at the conclusion of the Amidah is a skula for finding a shidduch, see the Asara Mamaros of the Ramah Mipanu. They adopted the practice, and within 2 months, all 20 were engaged. When I heard this story, the Rebbetzin concluded, I realized the school I had adopted was likely a factor in the blessing we enjoyed of being able to marry off each of our children at a young age. So, does that mean that's it? Say, Tilim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Esayinai Elaharim before Elokai Netzor. I want Shadchanis, everybody who follows this, and within 2 months we'll be engaged. I don't want Boker Ton Synagogue, our campus. We still need help. Send it to BRS. Is it that simple? So I'll just end by telling you my personal opinion about skulos. I don't think skulos are magical, mystical formulations. I don't think there are people who deserve or the Ribbono Shel Olam wants them to get married or engaged. Why aren't they? What's the obstacle or roadblock? They're not saying Esayinai at the end of the Amidah. And I don't think there are people who don't deserve to be married and they're not really in a position and Hashem doesn't really feel it's their time. But they said Esayinai and Kadosh Baruch Hu expedited it for them. To me, I think what a skula means, when we take upon ourselves practices that remind us that Hashem is in charge, He's in control, that He's the Shadchan, that he's been mezavek zivugim since he created the world. What he's been spending his time on is making introductions and making shidduchim. The more things we can do to remember, it's not our hishtadlus, it's not our excessive initiative, but it's when we surrender and recognize he's in charge, he's in control, then we merit for him to actively engage in what he's been doing since Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. So the school is not some quick fix. The school is not in lieu of the effort, not excessive, but reasonable that we should be doing. The school doesn't change realities or facts on the ground. A skula means the effort that we make to remind ourselves, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we come closer, Amuna Bitachon, to him, then the closer we try to draw to him, the closer he will offer his hashkacha, his siyata deshmaya, his providence on us, whether you say Esa Einai or not, before the end of the Amida, may all those who are looking to get married find their basher.